7 letter warning open 5,200 Omaha, Nebraska. We were second annual letter to limited partners. The general stock market deteriorated in last year. This letter to partners, I said the following. My view of the general market level is that it is priced above intrinsic. This view relates to blue chip. This view, if accurate, carries with it the possibility of a substantial decline in all stock prices, both undervalued and in any event, I think the probability is very slight that current market levels will be for the next 2 to 5 years from. Even a full-scale bear market, however, should not hurt the market value of our lookouts. If the general market were to return to an undervalued status, our capital might be employed exclusively in general issues and perhaps some borrowed money would be used in this operation at that. Conversely, if the market should go considerably higher, our policy will be to reduce our general issues as profits present themselves and increase the workout. All of the above is not intended to conclude that market analysis is foremost in me. Primary attention is given at all times to the detection of substantially undervalued. The past year witnessed a moderate decline in stock. I stress the word moderate since casual reading of the press or conversing with those who have had only recent experience with stocks could tend to create an impression of a much greater. Actually, it appears to me that the decline in stock prices has been considerably less than the decline in corporate earning power under present business. This means that the public is still very bullish on blue chip stocks and the general economic. I make no attempt to forecast either business or the stock market. The above is simply intended to dispel any notions that stocks have suffered any drastic decline or that the general market is at a low. I still consider the general market to be priced on the high side based on long-term investment. Our activities in 1957, the market decline has created greater opportunity among undervalued situations so that generally our portfolio is heavier in undervalued situations relative to workouts than it was last. Perhaps an explanation of the term workout is in. A workout is an investment which is dependent on a specific corporate action for its profit rather than a general advance in the price of the stock, as in the case Breakouts come about through sales, mergers, liquidations, tenders. In each case, the risk is that something will upset the apple cart and cause the abandonment of the planned action, not that the economic picture will deteriorate as stocks decline. At the end of 1956, we had a ratio of about 17 minutes further between general issues and work. Now it's about 85. During the past year, we have taken positions in two situations which have reached a size where we may expect to take some part in corporate. One of these positions accounts for between 10 and 25. Portfolio of the various partnerships and the other accounts for about 5. Both of these were probably taken with a goal. They were going up 3 to 5 years of work, but they presently appear to have potential for a high average annual rate of return with a minimum amount. While not in the classification of workouts, they have very little. Of the partnership levels 1957 to 1970, Forbes Investing WordPress and Studying Teaching Investing Page 2. Dependence on the general action of the stock. Should the general market have a substantial rise? Of course, I would expect this section of our portfolio to lag behind the action of the results from 1957. In 1957, the three partnerships, which were formed in 1956, did substantially better than the general. At the beginning of the year, the Dow Jones Industrials stood at 499, and at the end of the year, it was at 435 for a loss of 64. If one had owned the averages, he would have received 22 points in dividends, reducing the overall loss to 42 points or 8.474. This loss is roughly equivalent to what would have been achieved by investing in most investment funds and to the knowledge. No investment fund invested in stocks showed a gain for the started the latest in 1956 when the was at a lower level in grid solar securities, and particularly because of the availability of funds. Large positions were taken in these. Whereas the two partnerships formed earlier were already substantially invested, so that they could only take relatively small positions in these. Basically, all partnerships are invested in the same securities and in approximately the same. However, particularly during the initial stages, money becomes available at varying times and varying levels of the market, so there is more variation in results than is likely to be the case in later. Over the years, I will be quite satisfied with our performance that was 10 per year better than the averages. So in respect to these three partnerships, 1957 was as successful and probably better than average. Two partnerships were started during the middle of 1957, and their results for the balance of the year were roughly the same as the performance of the averages, which were down about 12 for the period since inception of the 1957. Their portfolios are now starting to approximate those of the 1956. Partnerships and performance of the entire group should be much more comparable in the moment. Interpretation of results. To some extent, our better than average performance in 1957 was due to the fact that it was a generally poor year. For most, our performance, relatively, is likely to be better in a bear market than in a bull market, so that deductions made from the above results should be tempered by the fact that it was the type of year when we should have done relatively in a year when the general market had a substantial advance and would be well satisfied to match the advance offer. I can definitely say that our portfolio represents better value at the end of 1957 than it did at the end of that fact. This is due to both generally lower prices and the fact that we had had more time to acquire the more substantially undervalued securities, which can only be acquired with. Earlier I mentioned our largest position, which comprised 10 to 20 of the assets of the various. In time, we plan to have this represent 20 of the assets of all partnerships, but this cannot be. Obviously, during any acquisition period, our primary interest is to have this stock do nothing more, decline rather than, therefore, at any given time, a fair proportion of our portfolio may be in the sterile. This policy, while requiring patience, should maximize long-term. Buffett Partnership Levers 1957 to 1970, Forbes Investing WordPress. Come study and teaching investing page 3. I will try to cover points which I felt might be of interest and disclose as much of our philosophy as may be. In part,